Welcome to the Queer Confidence Podcast, the podcast to help you become your most confident queer self. I'm your host, he, she, they, Coach Alex Ray, and I haven't always been this confident. In fact, I used to be super insecure. And through this show, I want to share with you what's worked for me, my clients, and my guests so that you can become more confident. Hey, unicorns, how are you? Oh my goodness, what is with all these sexual concepts, huh? Are you loving it? I am. I am loving using these sexual metaphors to teach and to help you understand the world and confidence in totally new ways. So today we are talking about edging. Yes. And this is actually a concept that I really developed when preparing for the Iconic Queer Mastermind. And so the icons have just learned about this as we did our kickoff event. And, or actually, I don't know, now that I'm saying that, I'm realizing that this episode might be coming out the day before the event. So maybe they're learning about it tomorrow. I don't know. Time travel, y'all. Okay, so I am really thrilled to be talking with you today, though, about edging and how to edge in your life. Now, first of all, for those of you who are not familiar with edging, because I didn't know what it was for a while, so it's okay, like, no shame. I'm just gonna let you know what it is. It's basically when you are having a sexual experience and you are taking yourself, whether through masturbation or when playing with a partner, you might be taking the other person, or they might be taking you to the edge of climax, right? You're about to come, but like holding back from actually orgasming. So the result from that is that you get this prolonged sort of, if you imagine it like a roller coaster, just stay on this visual with me, y'all. But if you imagine it like a roller coaster, you're kind of staying towards the top of that roller coaster and like up and down in that roller coaster, but staying up high right towards that like peak of pleasure. And when you're using this in sex, you will end up having an even greater orgasm because there's so much sexual energy that has built up. Your sacral chakra is like vibrating like crazy. Like you have so much energy. All the energy in your body is like really focused into your sexual pleasure at that point. And when you erupt, woo, you erupt. Oh my God. So not only does it allow you to prolong the sensation of pleasure, but when you do get to that climax, it's even greater. Now, how does this apply outside of the bedroom? So edging with life is really about practicing patience. It's about even maybe procrastinating in ways that are productive. So oftentimes, what we do in our life is we get these brilliant ideas, right? You creative types especially are on board with me with this. You know what I'm talking about. Where you get a new idea for something that you want to create or do, and you are just on the edge of your seat with anticipation to tell people about it, right? It is so thrilling to get to share with people these brilliant ideas and creations you have in the works. And you're like, oh my God, I just got to tell as many people as possible. Let's go. Well, what happens is you end up kind of prematurely ejaculating here. You end up getting all of that thrill from telling people about it. And then you're left with that feeling of like, oh shit, I'm not even sure I actually want to follow through with this. And am I going to disappoint people now? And I don't know if I even really want to do it, but I feel obligated to because I told people I was going to do it. What do I do now? But also, like, disappointing people is fine. And I know that because I know how to be confident and have my own back now because I listened to Alex's podcast and I know that I can disappoint people and it's going to be okay. But also, like, I don't want to disappoint myself. And okay. That is like the conversation that happens in your head, right? Yeah, I hear it. You know why? Because it happens in my head too. And I am also a very creative person and I get these amazing ideas of things that I want to do. For example, the iconic queer mastermind, I had the idea more than a year before I announced it. More than a year, you all. I'm telling you, like, even just 12 months of holding back, restraining, sitting on the edge was painful, but also it ended up being so great. So let's talk about it quickly in the context of business, and then I really want to expand this to other areas of your life. So with my business, what I did was I held back once I had the idea that I wanted to create something where I was really working with queer entrepreneurs on their confidence and their business. And I knew that, okay, it would be really fun to announce it back in like towards the end of 2020, but I was like, no, we're going to hold back. We're not going to do it yet. I'm going to give myself plenty of time to really build the confident queer program. And then when I'm ready, I'll know when it is. I'll know when I'm ready to come, as it were. I'll know when I'm ready to orgasm here. I will announce it. And it'll be in perfect timing. And so for that whole year, I did not do anything with it. I let it simmer in the back of my head. I knew that it was an idea. I knew that I would eventually do it, but I did not take any action on it at all. I only told maybe three people that it was a plan to eventually launch something for entrepreneurs. And that was it. And then the way that I knew that it was time was because I had two clients in particular who were entrepreneurs, and they were ending their 6 months with me in my Confident Queer program. And that one-on-one program has become so magically delicious. It is so down to a science now that at like we hit the 6 month mark and they are done. You do not need me anymore. It is time for you to fly the coop. We're done. We've done what we came here for. You are confident. You're ready to go. And I really wanted to keep working with them in some capacity, and they wanted to keep working with me too. And I thought, okay, well, what can I offer for them? And I would love to work with them on their business in particular. And I thought, you know what? Why don't then I announce this? I would love to have the two of them in it. If at least one of them says yes, then we'll do it together. And otherwise, then, you know, anyone else who wants to join in is welcome to join in. And then I went to let my brain for about a month before announcing it. I just let my brain dump into a note on my phone with no organization at all, really. Ideas that I was having for the program, what it was going to include, what concepts do I need to make sure that people get, that they understand, what frameworks do they need, what's it going to look like, how many people, what do I want to include in the welcome package, what are they going to, you know, what's the practicality of this program going to look like, when am I going to do it, how am I going to, all of that. I even wrote down a list of 20 people that I wanted to personally invite to the mastermind. Okay. None of that required any focused work. None of it. And many might say, like, I procrastinated for an entire year on this idea. And I did. I put it off on purpose. But what happened was, just like edging in the bedroom, or in public, whatever you like, I don't know, at a park maybe, just like edging in sexual pleasure, edging in my business allowed me to have this orgasmic buildup of energy that when it was time to actually write it down, it required no effort from me at all. I didn't sit there thinking of things, and I ended up writing you all a workbook that's over 100 pages. It is one of my proudest accomplishments of my career in that, I mean, honestly, my clients are my proudest accomplishments. But this is a really neat, special thing that I really created by hand. It's like art that I got to create, and it's really fucking cool, and I'm really proud of it. And it didn't take any time of like sitting down to try to think hard about what needs to be in here. Not at all. Because for a whole month, I wanted to I've decided that I'm going to announce it in a month. Can't I just talk about it today? And I was like, no, Alex, you're not. Because as soon as we announce something, as soon as we take that next step, it's like now you've had the orgasm, and now that all that energy is rushed out of you, and now you're like, ah. And I would have missed out on hovering right at that edge for a whole month, all of October, when my brain was on fire with creative ideas. I just dumped all of that into a note on my phone, like I said. And then by the end of October, I was like, oh my God, I have an entire program. I have everything for an entire 6 months. I have a whole workbook worth of concepts and frameworks. Like, all that I need to do now is announce it. And then in November, I organized it into what is now the workbook. But that was it. I didn't have to do any of the creating, and it required no heavy effort on my part. That is the power of edging. That is the power of being able to wait and build that tension for even a year, maybe just a month, maybe just a few days. When you build it, you get to experience this buildup of energy that makes it so much easier for your brain to easily come up with ideas for you. And you don't have to sit there and force anything. Now, this is a really relevant conversation to what we talked about a couple episodes ago with glory holes, right? This you can also apply to any life goal. And the result will be very similar to what I experienced with creating the Iconic Queer Mastermind. Was when I did release it, when I did get to announce it, it was like the most amazing, explosive brain orgasm of my entire fucking life. It was insane. And I was so excited to talk about it. And then I noticed towards like the last 2 weeks of it being available, like the second to last week, I was like, oh my God, I'm so done talking about this. So I still experienced that part, right? I still experienced where I was like, okay, I'm done, you know, let's like next, right? But I knew that that would come, and so I worked with that strategically. And so what I really want to encourage you today with this concept is to know that that's how your brain works and to work with it strategically. Where in your life right now have you been leaping so quickly to tell everyone about maybe your life goals? Maybe it's goals that you have for 2022. Maybe it's goals that you have for the next 5 years of your life or 10 years of your life. And where are you either rushing to work on it, and then it becomes this laborious task, or you're rushing to tell people about it, or rushing to the end result, and therefore you never really have a nice buildup or of orgasmic energy? Or where are you just trying to force things to happen quickly so that you can hurry up and have that experience? It's like jerking off real quick and then you're done. And like all of us know, we know, and y'all, I love sex. I love jerking off. I love masturbation. But we know, be truthful with yourself. We know that a quickie is never as pleasurable as something with more buildup, something with a little more edging to it. We, as humans, love that in-between stage. Like the saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder, right? What does that mean? That in the absence of someone or of something, we yearn for it even more. Work with that. That is orgasmic energy that you can use for any part of your life. Be willing to sit on that edge, to hold back from the ejaculation, the climax, the orgasm, from that pleasure, and experience the pleasure in the desire, in the wanting, in the waiting, in the patience. It doesn't always feel good. Just like edging in sex, like there's almost this little part of it that is a little bit painful, but it's also pleasurable and it's thrilling, isn't it? Think about that thrill, that buildup of energy that you get. It's like, oh, I'm physically shaking my hands, shaking my body. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice when I do that. Just shaking, like thinking of it and describing it to you. There's nothing like it. So instead of putting your head down and grinding and fighting to get immediate results right now in your life with anything. Let's take a relationship, for example, right? If you want to have a loving, healthy relationship with one or more people, what would it be like instead of obsessively getting on the dating apps or going out and meeting as many people as possible as fast as you can and like rushing through it? It's like little quickie jerk-off sessions. What would you like better about an experience of edging yourself through the dating process? How would that be different for you? How would that affect your experience? How would that affect the outcome? How would that affect your confidence to be able to accomplish goals or to have the life that you want? Kind of feel a little bit silly about calling like a relationship with someone a goal. Like, I'm going to hurry up and score this goal of dating you or making, like, it's more of a game, isn't it? It's more pleasure. It's more sex. And so take the illustration from a couple episodes ago with glory holes and take this illustration of edging and just play with these concepts, my friend. Play with them and see how would this help you. And what ways would it actually take away from your pleasure? What ways would it detract from your experience? Be honest and be on to yourself. This actually is, really, this is the magic of coaching, is having another human to help you like talk through and explore your mind around these things. I don't think I ever would have gotten as clear on like, okay, am I really actually enjoying this or am I just pretending? Like that like, yes, it's fine, but I actually really would rather have a different experience. I wouldn't really have the clarity that I have on what I do and don't like had I not worked with several of the coaches that I've worked with over the course of the last several years. It was always helpful to have somebody else kind of talking with me through that. So I would love to be that for you. You know that. That's why every episode ends with an invitation to come and work with me. But really, really, really take these concepts now, and as I said several episodes ago, use these frameworks in a way that's going to help you and serve you, not in a way that kind of frustrates you or gets you angry at yourself. Please don't do that, right? There might be areas where you don't think that this concept really applies. And you're right. You're right if it doesn't apply for you. And you're correct also if you find areas that it does apply for you, all right? I also want to just add here that this ability to feel is a really amazing part of the divine feminine energy. Divine feminine energy, right, is the internal, the receiving. And just think about this capacity here that you can create to have space between now and the manifestation of something that you want in your life. Think about how the feminine energy can be this, if feminine energy really is about feeling and experiencing, right? We are turning up the dial on what you're feeling and experiencing. And how magical is that to think about, that you get to sit here and instead of maybe what you've previously done, which has just been sat there in frustration and impatience, what if you decided, oh my God, this is what it is like to feel alive. This is what it is like to feel thrilled. I have space in my body to feel the anticipation. And part of that is a little painful. And oh my God, the experiencing the pain is actually what helps me feel alive. And part of it is totally pleasurable. And oh my God, I love to feel pleasure. And that also makes me feel alive. If you only always have pain or only always have pleasure, there's no contrast. And so neither one of them really stands out, right? If everything is pleasure all the time, then life is boring. If everything is just pure pain all the time, then life is just pure boring. And if you only have the same all the time, then the words pleasure or pain just disappear. Things just are. There is no pain anymore. Pain isn't even pain. Or if it's all just pleasure, then pleasure isn't even pleasure. It's just a flat line. We like, we need, we want as humans to have that up and down. Isn't that freaking cool that you are capable of experiencing that roller coaster and you can feel it and you can let it be a vibration that builds and builds and builds in your body until you can't help but orgasm? And to take the dating illustration, right? If what you really want is a partner, then the orgasm is like the actual meeting of that human. And you've edged yourself from not just continuing to go out for the sake of going out with somebody, but you've really like held that uncomfortable space of knowing that a human who really is going to align with your desires for a life partnership, that right life partner will show in perfect time. And there's a distance between now and then. And you are riding the edge from now until then. And think of how that experience is so much different than when you just go out, and spend no time alone because you're just trying to like make anything work. If it comes across your plate, you're like, okay, let's just hold on to this because at least I'm not alone. And think of it too with your career. Maybe you're looking for a new career right now, a career change, or you're starting a new job, or maybe you're unemployed and you're looking for something. Think of how instead of just like jerking off for the grabbing the next quick thing, you sit at the edge and you allow the energy, the orgasmic energy to build as you sit on the edge of knowing it's right around the corner. And I want to add a little caveat there. If you're unemployed and you desperately need employment, like it might be what you need right now is to go have a little quickie. That's totally fine. That's not a problem, right? Just think about this. Just as with sex, sometimes you want a nice long edging experience. Sometimes you want a quick wang bang quickie. I don't even know what I'm saying with these noises that are coming out of my mouth. But you know what I mean? We get to have the full spectrum. And what experience do you really want to have? That's my challenge to you today, my friend. Think about how incorporating more edging into your life, into your goals, into your desires can benefit your overall experience. You choose. Where do you want to turn this up? Think of it like a volume knob. More edging, less edging. Where do you want it? That's what I got for you today, my friend, my unicorn. You're amazing. Can't wait to talk with you again next week. I will see you then. Bye. Oh, wait. Quick note. How fun would this be to send this episode to a friend? I'm just leaving the title as edging without that parentheses like in life, like the last one, just so it's even more like, what? Oh my God. Can you imagine if you just sent this to a friend and they were like, did you really just send me a podcast episode about edging? What? Oh my God. Have fun with it. Share this episode. If you found it useful, share it with a friend. Make their day. Surprise them. All right. I will see you next week. Love you. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend so they too can become more confident. You can also help more people find the show by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen. And if you want to become a more confident queer with support from yours truly, head to coachalexray.com or use the link down in the show notes. I'm looking forward to working with you.